Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on APN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're joined by Dr. Jeffrey H. Graff, MD, a top-ranked physician and cardiologist providing compassionate, state-of-the-art care for men and women in and around New York City. Dr. Graff, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. A pleasure.
And of course, a pleasure is certainly ours as well. So tell us, Dr. Graff, why don't you start by telling us about how you became a physician, for starters, and a specialist specifically in cardiology?
You know, in thinking about it, I realize this probably dates back to when I was a child, because going to the pediatrician seemed to be a special event for me. Thank God I was healthy, but I realized that the doctor whom I was seeing was really interested in me personally and not running through the day. I was able to see this as a child. And as I was healthy, it was always a pleasant experience, and he really respected me and time and took it for me. So that was a nice start off in the world of medicine. And over the years, I was interested in science and math, and really not until college, after years of being exposed to TV shows like Marcus Welby and other related physician-type shows, that I realized that I wanted to be a physician. I didn't know exactly what kind, but somewhere through medical school, I realized that internal medicine was the specialty for me to begin with, because I could really deal with the entire person, not just one body system. So I did a internship and residency in internal medicine, and was always excited about cardiology, because that was one of the fields where you could see things happening. They happened quickly. You could image the heart. And I was interested in doing the internal medicine, taking care of the whole person, with a subspecialty in cardiology, and that's what I achieved. And I love them both.
Dr. Graff, I really appreciate your sharing that on a personal level, and that is most helpful and helps us to understand where you're coming from as well. Now, looking at your practice, what made you decide to transition to a concierge model, and how do you see it benefiting you as a physician and your patients as well?
I've been in practice for quite a number of years, and I think it was after about 20 years, I've been in solo practice all along. And after about 20 years, I saw where medicine and private practice were going, with all of the regulations in medicine, the restrictions, insurance company interventions, less time with patients. And I found myself rushing more and more with people, and found that it was neither ideal for the patients, and it also wasn't something that I was interested in continuing to do. And as the years went by, it became more of a hurried pace. And I found that I had no time to really do for patients what they needed to have done, nor the time for me to spend to do really the full and correct job, and to give people the attention that they needed to be thorough and do right by them. And at the same time, I wanted to remain independent. At a time when so many physicians were giving up practice, saying, this is ridiculous, I'm just going to sell to the hospital or become part of an enormous organization, I really wanted to remain independent. And the only way that I was able to do this was by beginning the concierge model in my practice, which patients really took to. And it has continued to be a successful model over the years. And I have many people who join because they appreciate the time and the things that are included in the program, which we can also talk about.
For sure on that. And even taking that further, what do you see as the key benefits to members of the Graff CCPHP Concierge Program?
Well, the people who have joined the program, and not all of my patients joined, but many, many did, there are a number of benefits to them as members. I still accept their insurance, They are able to reach me most any time, either by my cell phone, of course, during the day when the office is open. I do emails with patients that are encrypted, which is nice in these days of concerns of privacy. Patients have plenty of time when they come in. The visits are twice as long, and once a year they get an hour-long comprehensive visit where we talk about many different aspects of their medical care, including stress and sleep, things that there's no time for otherwise. If people want to get in to see physicians who are difficult to get appointments with, we go to bat for them, call up and kind of twist their arms to get the people in. If they go away on vacation and need specialists while they were away, let's say a person falls and hurts their knee or the like, we can find a physician through the Castle-Connolly organization that is of a high caliber and get them in to see them. My office staff has been with me for many years, and patients love to come in here. It seems that way, at least. And they're nice, friendly care. They're very helpful. And it's sort of a family thing when people come to see me as patients. And I have patients of many, many years. Castle-Connolly specifically has additional benefits, and that's why I'm happy that I'm associated with them. Although I remain independent in my own practice, there are many things that my affiliation with Castle-Connolly Private Health Partners offers, such as special health-related programs, seminars that are very informative. People get their own personal health coach that they can afford themselves of if they would like. All of this is included in the program. The physicians while people are away. It's really a big package, and it's an important program for me to continue on my own and also for patients, and I'm available to them 24 hours a day, and so far it's worked out very, very well with more and more people signing up.
Phenomenal details, and who wouldn't want to be connected to your concierge program? I can only see it being a win-win for everyone involved. Today we're joined by Dr. Jeffrey H. Graff, MD, a top-ranked physician and cardiologist providing compassionate, steady-of-the-art care for men and women in and around New York City here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Graff, how have your patients reacted to this change, and how do you find that this model contributes to helping patients seek optimal health?
I had many patients before because I do participate in insurance. And when I did make the switch over, which has been a gradual one over the years, and now it's really you need to be in the program in order to see me. So many people decided not to, but many people decided to sign up for the program. And I think that the people who signed up are very happy with the program because the retention rate is very high. I noticed that a number of the people who decided in the beginning that they weren't going to sign up found their options very limited in the New York area unless they wanted to become part of a huge health system in a hospital or that type where it's very difficult to reach doctors, leave messages, hear back, so on and so forth. And they realized that they have, a good thing here with that kind of responsiveness. And so a lot of them are coming back in and signing up as well. So overall, it's been very well received, and people are happy with the extra attention, extra time, extra help, all of the perks that are involved in this program. And I still take their insurance, and they love that.
Well, Dr. Graff, really appreciate what you do in this space and for joining us here today and explaining the benefits of your concierge program. And again, like I've said before, it only seems like it's a win-win for everyone involved. As we conclude today, what's your best advice? What would it be for other doctors who are considering transitioning to a concierge model like yours? What would your advice be there?
Well, the advice that I have is that if you've had enough time of rushing, enough of rushing, and if you want to take the time to really care for your patients, to do the right thing for them, in the way that you would want to be treated. And for you to bring the joy back to patient care, to make it what it is that you went into the practice of medicine and taking care of people for, and how you imagined it would be when you decided to become a doctor, then this is the kind of thing for you. Because you can remain in practice, successful, and able to do the right thing for people and feel good about what you do. And at the same time, your quality of life also improves somewhat, because before it's all-consuming craziness all day, stress and rush. Now it's the old-fashioned type of medicine, which is what everybody wants. And so hard to find. So go for it.
Certainly do appreciate that advice and for joining us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on your practice, where's the best place online to get further information?
Sure. You could take a look online at graphcchp.com. That's graphcchp.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll include a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well to be of help. Again, Dr. Graf, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And I do as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Jeffrey H. Graf, MD, a top-ranked physician and cardiologist providing compassionate, state-of-the-art care for men and women in and around New York City. And for all the details, visit graphcchp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.